So I've been reading this book called Broken River by J. Robert Lennon, and I'm conflicted on it. It's okay. Some of the writing annoys me and some of the storytelling, but then there are also some like really good elements that I like, and there are some comments on boredom. He briefly mentions it and presents it as kind of a product of a maybe an overstimulated mind more than an understimulated one, and kind of calls it laziness, which I kind of subscribe to. But anyway, there's some parts that I don't like. There's some parts I do like. This is a different part that I actually really enjoyed. So at the beginning of chapter two, I don't know if I pronounced the main character's name right. Irina is how I think it's pronounced. But we'll see. Irina is sitting on her bed with a spiral notebook open on her lap, a pencil poised above it. It's a special pencil, one from a box that her mother brought her. A long-defunct brand that has been brought back to life by the kind of people who miss old pencils. They're silvery gray with soft, dark leads. The eraser is flat and rounded and encased in a rectangle of squashed gold metal. These pencils cost $20 for a box of 12. Irina looked them up online. But her mother would disapprove. A gift is a gift, however much it costs, but in this case, the price has made her like the pencils more. They are precious. They can't be used for stupid things, which is why she is using them to write her novel. So, I thought this was great because this actually talks about my favorite pencil, the Palomino Blackwing 602. And it never says it, which makes it even better, in my opinion. But the long-defunct brand that's been brought back to life, I think Palomino, I can't remember exactly how it shook out, but I think Palomino is the new company, and Blackwing was the pencil company, the company that made the 602 originally, and then went out of business. But anyway, point is they've brought the pencil back. Silvery gray with dark soft lids, that's what the 602 looks like. And the eraser's flat, rounded, and encased in a rectangle of gold metal. It is. And they actually no longer cost $20 for a box of 12. It's like 30 now. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting allusion from the book, and one that I particularly enjoyed. And I like those pencils a lot. They are not the cheapest, but they're also not prohibitively expensive, like at all. At least the way I use them. I think they're like $250 each. But I bought a box of 12 in December, or at the end of December of last year. And I still have like four left, and I use them pretty often. And I don't know, I mean, they're great pencils. The feel is great. I like the lead. They're a little bit, the sides are a little bit rounded, so it's not too sharp. The eraser is okay, not great, but it looks nice. And I don't know, it feels a little different than other pencils I've used. I've used the Mitsubishi, what is it, 9850 or something, and that thing's okay. It's a little harder, than the 602, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think it looks as nice. I've tried the other Blackwings, the Pearl, the Matte, the Natural. I think I prefer a harder lead, so I like the Natural, and the Matte is okay, but like usually not for much writing. But the 602 is excellent. I might have some more thoughts on the book when I'm done with it. We'll see. Almost done. Maybe 80%. I can't remember. I started reading it about a week ago. And my target is a week. I don't want to spend more than a week on a book because I might like forget about it. or it'll just take forever, and then it's harder to read as much as I'd like. But I might write a short review of it or something, and I didn't write anything last week except for Monday. So that's why I wanted to, do something today, record an episode of this very low-effort podcast. But, yeah, that's about it. I'll either write or do another episode about why website builders annoy me, because they're all annoying, and I tried to use Squarespace, WordPress, Ghost. I skipped Weebly and Wix because I just think they're stupid. They all annoy me, and they're all very bad and annoying. That was circular. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time. Oh, I'm trying, with this one, I'm not recording within the app. I'm recording on voice memos, and then I'm going to send it to myself or maybe put it on who knows. I'll transmit it to the laptop somehow and put it through this Adobe spoken word AI enhancer, because I kind of like how that sounds. That adds a little bit of effort, because now I have to do something on the computer instead of just hitting the button, typing a couple words when I'm done with this and being done with it. And it also makes me a little more annoyed about the low production value of this podcast, and maybe low usefulness, but we'll see. Anyway, notes.jakerusso.com. I'll probably write something there. We'll see. That's the goal. Maybe today or tomorrow. I have a lot of things to write about, but sometimes I lack the energy. And if you'd like to send me an email, I'd probably be interested in reading it and responding to you. JakeRusso.com/contact. You can probably guess my address. It's something at JakeRusso.com. You can tell that there's a mail server or a mail service responsible for that domain if you just check the MX records. Not that it should, it doesn't matter, but anyway, which is Google Workspace, which I think I've talked about before, or written about or something. I wrote about it somewhere, maybe it's not published anywhere. Anyway, you can probably guess what it is, what the email address is at jakerusso.com. Also, I don't follow best practices, and anything at jakerusso.com is actually accepted, because, I thought it was cool, but there's an address that's technically correct. That's the Workspace address. But anyway, if you'd like to send me an email or through there, go to jakerusso.com/contact. I spent too much time on going on about this. Anyway, thank you for listening. New episode eventually, probably, and all right soon. Thanks again.